Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome to the $100 NBA Show, and today is a Q&A weekend's episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question that you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter, @BizRepublic is my handle. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. You can check out our free course and our free guides over at 100mba.net. And today's question comes from Shane. And Shane asks, does print media still work? Do you recommend it? Good question, Shane. I will definitely answer this question in detail because I have a lot of experience in it. So without further ado, let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Sanebox. Be honest, how many times have you spent the day in email feeling productive, only to realize later you haven't really accomplished anything? I know I have. In fact, today's average professional spends nearly 30% of working hours in email. That's why I'm excited today to tell you about Sanebox. It works in your email to make sure you see only emails that are important now. I've tried all sorts of email management tools. This one is one of the best, and it saves me hours every week. If you're ready for email sanity, head on over to sanebox.com/100MBA and try Sanebox for free for 2 weeks with no credit card required. After that, our friends at Sanebox have offered to $100 MBA listeners $25 off a membership. That's the deepest discount you'll find anywhere. Again, that's sanebox.com/100MBA. So Shane asks, does print media work? Do you recommend it? So to answer your first question, yes, print media does work, and especially works very well depending on your business. Well, let me get into what I recommend everybody to do when it comes to print media. You should always have business cards on you, regardless of what your business is. You have a brick and mortar, you have an online business, you have a consulting business. Whatever business you're in, you need a way to pass on your contact information to anyone at any time. And the easiest way to do that still is a business card. By giving somebody your business card, they could take your information and then save it on their phone or on their email or in their contacts or whatever they want to do. But asking somebody to pull out their phone, save your contact information, make sure they spell it right, make sure they spell your email right and your name right and all that stuff, it's a little bit tedious and it's not very easy to do with somebody you just met. So business cards are the simplest but one of the more effective ways to use print media. So I highly recommend everybody gets business cards. And make sure your cards stand out. They're noticeable. We have a lesson on the $100 MBA Show about business cards and how to create a business card that can't be ignored. That's episode 187. It's called Creating the Perfect Business Card. Feels like yesterday, but that was March. Anyway, you could check out that episode to learn more about that. But what about other forms of print media? Now, in our current business and in previous businesses, we've printed out other things like flyers, like postcards, banners for events. Depending on your business, print media can really, really be effective. Let me start out with postcards. Now, one of the things we like to do with early members, the first members that you have in any program that you have, whether that's a course or a software or whatever it is, we like to send out personally handwritten postcards. So on one side of the postcard will be a cool image, maybe a manifesto, something for them to remember us by. Something that they would kind of post up on their wall next to their computer in their office or something like that. And on the other side is a personally handwritten message thanking them personally for being a part of our community. And we just simply put a stamp on that thing and send it in the mail. It's a very simple touch, but because people don't really get postcards that much, people don't get actual letters in the mail that often anymore, it's special, it's different, and it leaves an impression, and it gets people talking. So I definitely recommend using print media in that way. A lot of people do this as well when it comes to doing a live event. When people register for a live event, they send out a postcard thanking them. Now, if you have a physical business, a brick and mortar business, like a yoga studio or a barbershop, print media is very effective as well too, making sure that you have little flyers or postcards in local businesses in your area. When it comes to local businesses, print media still works effectively. The only drawback to print media is that you really can't track conversions. You really can't track how effective it is actually working. Now, where I feel print media is beat is where you have an online business that caters an international audience. It's very hard for you to cater or advertise to a large audience like that with print media. Even having a billboard will not be as effective as having a Facebook ad or a Google AdWord ad that you can target to certain people in different parts of the world. But again, even if you have an online business, having business cards really help, sending out those postcards really help. So print media still has a role in your business. Guys, I got more on today's episode, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Skillshare. Skillshare is where you can explore thousands of online classes in design, photography, business, and more. Join a learning community of over 1 million creators to share your work and collaborate with students around the world. Learn from the best teachers like Aaron Draplin, where he teaches you logo design. Learn web design from InVision. And even learn business from best-selling authors like Seth Godin, Simon Sinek, and Guy Kawasaki. Learn at your own pace, watch classes on your own schedule, and learn by doing by creating real projects and getting feedback from the Skillshare community. At Skillshare, they know how to teach. You watch bite-sized video lessons and complete most classes in under an hour. And best of all, they're affordable. Their monthly subscriptions give you unlimited access to their entire catalog. That's thousands of online classes in one place. And you can learn from anywhere by downloading the Skillshare mobile app for both Apple and Android devices. So go to Skillshare.com and get 3 free months with the discount code MBA at checkout for new customers. That's incredible. 3 free months with code MBA. Thanks, Skillshare, for your support. Head on over to Skillshare.com and get your 3 free months. All right, to wrap up today's answer to Shane's question, does print media still work and do I recommend it? Yes, I do believe it still works and recommend it, especially when it comes to personal items like your business card or sending out a personal postcard to your new members. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. Tomorrow, we have another Q&A weekend episode where I answer, do you recommend I offer more than 2 prices/packages for my online course? And then on Monday, we have a must-read episode where I share with you a book that I've read. This week is Delivering Happiness by Tony Hsieh. We talk a bit about the book and tell you why you should read it. But until then, guys, I want to leave you with this. In business, we have tools at our disposal. Whether it's Facebook ads or print media or webinars, all these things are tools we can use. But the implementation of the use of these tools is really what's important. How you actually design your business card, how you hand it over to the person that you're meeting, how you present yourself before you actually give the business card. All this stuff works in conjunction with the actual card itself. So I recommend anytime we talk about tools that you keep this in mind, that these are just tools. And your implementation of the use of these tools is really what's going to count. So focus on perfecting your implementation. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.